proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We began our last session by looking at Moses as his life is described in the Bible. We left off where an incident where Moses visited his people, saw the burdens that the Jews were bearing, and how he killed an Egyptian who had beaten a Hebrew. By doing so, we noted that Moses made an irrevocable choice. Maybe this was the moment when Moses, in the words of the writer of Hebrews, Moses, quote, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. A time when Moses chose to, quote, suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, unquote. The author of Exodus does not explain how Moses killed this particular Egyptian, whether by stealth or an open attack. Nor did he give any explanation why Moses chose to do so. However, the writer of Hebrews provided an underlying rationale for Moses' thought process. Moses valued the reproach of Christ as, quote, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward, unquote. Moses seems to have perceived the truth underlying a statement that Paul would make in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, when Paul wrote, quote, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal, unquote. In killing this Egyptian, Moses rejected any short-term advantages that his position in the Egyptian royal court might have bestowed upon him. He was familiar with the Egyptian's wisdom, but Moses never resorted to such sources when interacting with the Israelites. Rather, Moses walked by faith, completely relying upon God for instruction. God honored his faith and commended it. The author of Hebrews mentions, quote, by faith he, Moses, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible, unquote. Such an assessment did not seem to line up with the account in Genesis chapter 2. That writer stated that, quote, Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, unquote. The Exodus statement implied that Moses did fear the wrath of Pharaoh, an evaluation inconsistent with the lawgiver's faith as extolled in the book of Hebrews. Nonetheless, the account in Exodus does not contradict the account in Hebrews. Moses may well have felt fear over the consequences of his action, but Moses did not yield to it. Instead, he refused to allow his fear to overcome his faith. Thus, Moses left Egypt, a land where he had spent virtually his entire life. Moses left Egypt by faith, and by faith ventured out into unfamiliar territory. Note also that Moses did not merely wander through the wilderness after he departed from Egypt. He went to a specific location, Midian, a place found in modern-day Saudi Arabia. In order to get from Egypt to Midian, Moses would have had to traverse the entire breadth of that desert known as the Sinai Peninsula, a journey that would have lasted for more than 300 miles, and Moses did all of it on foot. The account in Exodus also did not indicate that Moses made any preparations for his journey before departing. Thus, in a real sense, Moses acted in a similar way to Abraham, going out to a place where he did not know he would wind up. Though compelled to flee Egypt, Moses still acted by faith. In our next session, we will learn why he did so. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.